John, how big of a deal is this for GE?
It's a huge deal. The combined company of Baker Hughes and GE Oil & Gas is going to have $32 billion in annual revenue, 70,000 employees all over the world. It's going to be the second largest company of its type, right behind Schlumberger.
And what kind of presence does GE already have in Jacksonville?
Well, they have a huge presence down at NAS Jax. There's 2,000 people down there rebuilding and renovating military aircraft from around the world. And the GE Oil and Gas factory in Jacksonville is their newer one. It opened about 2 years ago.
So what does this merger say about GE's overall strategy?
You may have seen those TV commercials where you've got a geeky college grad who's all excited and telling everybody about his new job at GE.
Here, you got a job as a developer.
It's official. I work for GE.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But his friends and family are totally confused. They still see GE as this old line manufacturer, makes refrigerators and washing machines. What all that means is GE is transforming its business. I mean, it sold off a huge financial services operation. The home appliances is basically gone. They're concentrating on what they call digital industrial, which is developing software and other things that make industrial production quicker and more efficient.
So what will this giant new company do?
Well, simply put, they make equipment and provide services needed to get oil and gas out of the ground. Their customers would range from ExxonMobil and BP down to smaller wildcat drillers across North America, across the world, really. GE's heavy on technology services, while Baker Hughes' strength is helping out on the ground, the nuts and bolts work in the oil fields.
Specifically for the Jacksonville plant, is this going to change anything here in town?
A GE spokeswoman I talked to said it's just too early to say. I mean, this was announced October 31st. Analysts who look at this industry think this is a really smart move because these two companies have complementary strengths. So it bodes well for what's going on in Jacksonville. They're now at 400 employees and they're building towards 500.
Well, thanks, John. That's WJCT business analyst John Burr. I'm WJCT news director Jessica Palumbo.
The WJCT business brief is sponsored by Jacksonville University Davis College of Business. JU Davis means business.